This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 3rd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, perfect for a leisurely night out. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has shelled Hezbollah sites in southern Lebanon. This follows an incident where a soldier was injured in a clash with a gunman. Also, earlier today, the JNS reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist. This individual was involved in the October 7th attack on Kibbutz Nahal Oz and was responsible for abducting Captain Daniel Perez. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iran-born Eli Kohanim has joined the U.S. UN mission as a senior policy advisor. The UN ambassador made the announcement, highlighting her advocacy against the Iranian regime. Separately, from earlier today, the JTA shares insights from former hostages of the Entebbe raid. They express that the events of October 7th have challenged their faith in Israel's rescue promises. And finally, I-24 News reveals that plans for Gaza's future are advancing. Humanitarian zones are being discussed, regardless of the disarmament status of Hamas. Here's what people are saying online. Lee Kern, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that Islamists use deceptive tactics to alter perceptions of Islam. Dan Bermawi expressed his support through emotive symbols just 18 minutes ago. Amidar, reflecting on his journey to New York, shared a heartfelt message 31 minutes ago. He praised the city's openness and expressed gratitude for the opportunities it offers newcomers. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. The IDF's response in southern Lebanon targeted 10 Hezbollah infrastructure sites. This comes after a soldier's injury in a firearm exchange with a gunman. The situation underscores the fragility of the recent Beirut-Jerusalem framework, signed just a week ago. The tension affects over 640,000 displaced people in the region. Turning to the JNS report, the elimination of the Hamas terrorist marks a significant moment in Israel's ongoing security operations. This action follows his involvement in the abduction and tragic death of Captain Daniel Perez. Israel remains vigilant in addressing threats from Hamas, aiming for increased safety for its citizens. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights Eli Kohanim's new role at the UN. Known for her anti-regime stance, Kohanim aims to influence policies concerning Iran and anti-Semitism. Her appointment is seen as a move to strengthen U.S.-Israel relations on global platforms. Separately, from the JTA, the Entebbe raid's former hostages reflect on current events. They note a shift in confidence regarding Israel's rescue capabilities since October 7th. This sentiment may encourage broader discussions on national security and preparedness. And finally, I-24 News reports on the evolving plans for Gaza. Discussions include establishing humanitarian zones, even if Hamas doesn't disarm. This development could reshape the humanitarian landscape and potentially foster peace initiatives. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Germany is expanding its Arrow 3 missile defense with a new site in Bavaria. This move accelerates the deployment of Israel's flagship ballistic missile defense system, enhancing European security. Separately, Walla Business highlights Bank Hapoalim's recent initiative. The bank marked Pride Month with an emotional session featuring Tal Ramon, focusing on resilience and self-discovery. And finally, Globes presents a concerning forecast from the IMF. It projects Israel's fiscal deficit to reach 5.3% this year, higher than the government's estimate. This could impact economic planning and fiscal policies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.